day. Day of apartheid time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation as the time through. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. Now
apparently Neil Diamond has a similar philosophy as Mark Eichhorst. He was thanking the Lord for the nighttime.
Absolutely.
Didn't know he was so religious, Neil Diamond. Might be thanking the Lord for the nighttime for other reasons, but nonetheless, having a grateful heart is a very good thing. It is 13 minutes before 11 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, along with my tag team partner on these community conversations, Mark Eichhorst. And this community conversation, again, is being brought to you by the good folks at St. Monica Senior Living. Please welcome to WRJN the reporter for the Racine Journal-Times, Mr. Mark Schaff. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is sort of my radio debut here, so congrats to WRJN on that.
You're a radio virgin? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's true. I guess I am, yeah.
Well, you always remember your first. So
that's what they say, right?
Yeah. So I think that that's probably an accurate statement.
That's probably true.
So your first time on the radio.
Yeah.
We met at the Paul Ryan event for RAMAC.
Right.
And you were there covering it for the Journal Times, yes?
I was,
what,
yes.
What were your impressions of that event?
Well, I mean, I've covered Paul Ryan going back several years now, I think since about 2010, 2011. So that was, I mean, that event itself was a pretty standard Paul Ryan speech. He sort of laid out the House GOP agenda, had some local tie-ins to at the beginning of his speech, which is also pretty typical. You know, I mean, like, he definitely seems at home, you know, when he's in Racine, this part of his district. He's been coming here since he was elected, obviously, in 1998. So that was a pretty standard fare, I would say, for Congressman Ryan.
He was rocking a purple tie.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, Prince had died that day.
Right.
So, and he made mention of his purple tie, which I thought was a nice touch.
Yes, it was It was a very non-conservative Republican thing to do.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But when I had him on the next week, well, first of all.
Yeah, you had him. Yeah.
I had him on, but I had to go to the bathroom so bad while he was talking. And so they give him the standing ovation.
Right.
And I thought, this is my opportunity. So I bolt to the men's room in Festival Hall. I leave the banquet area, and I go down the hallway there, and I am inundated by Secret Service.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, fellas, yeah. I just need to use the restroom. But there was Paul Ryan. Apparently he had a...
He needed to use the restroom as well.
Even speakers of the House apparently have to go to the bathroom from time to time.
One thing that's changed with Ryan is the Secret Service presence now. That's definitely a little bit different than... Ryan,
so he pops out of the bathroom, and I introduce myself, and I said, I've had him on the show before, but I said, Speaker Ryan, this is Glenn Klein, WRJN Radio. And he said, oh, Magnum Media, Dave Magnum, who's our boss here. And I said, I've got you on Monday morning. He goes, I know. And I said, can I get a picture with you? And he said, sure. So I'm nervous, and I'm fumbling with my phone. He grabs my phone and just hits boom, 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 takes the selfie.
Yeah.
And he's become an expert on every iPhone and
smartphone
out
there. Yeah, he's done it
there.
So many times. You know, and I mean, just gets asked for pictures all the time, obviously. So, yeah, I could see he probably knows every model of iPhone you could ask for.
So what is your beat?
So I cover like local and state politics. I also cover Speaker Ryan. I cover Racine County government, and I cover the village of Mount Pleasant government. Those are sort of all my beats. So
most corrupt local government is what? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It was a joke, ladies and gentlemen. So, but the politics locally and statewide is really dominant now nationally. Of course, we've got Speaker Paul Ryan, our representative here from the 1st Congressional District, and we have Ryan's Priebus, who is the chairman, the national chairman for the Republican National Committee. What do you think it is about local politics in Wisconsin that people can elevate nationally?
Yeah, I'm not really sure, I guess, but that is, I mean, but yeah, that is interesting. I mean, I think, I mean, just taking the case of Ryan, I mean, that's just a guy that just kind of worked his way up and sort of hit this point now where he is, where he is at the Speaker of the House. Walker, I mean, obviously made a big splash in 2011 with the collective bargaining.
Boy, but his presidential campaign really flamed
it
out.
It didn't work out.
He owes $900K still for his presidential. Who would contribute to that? I mean, you're contributing to a guy who's $900,000 in debt from his failed presidential campaign, maybe because that will engender some favors down the road here locally.
Yeah, and the debt has gone down, too. I mean, it used to be a lot more than it is now. But I know, like, I'm on the email list, and so, you know, about once a month or so, he sends out an email asking for money, basically.
And how much have you contributed thus far?
I've contributed $0.
There's a shocker.
Yeah.
He is Mark Schaft. He is a reporter locally for the Racine Journal-Times. This is Glenn Klein, along with Mark Eichhorst, on Community Conversation, being brought to you in part today by St. Monica's Senior Living. When someone you care about needs a little help, maybe it's time to look into assisted living at St. Monica's. For 45 years, St. Monica's has been providing compassionate, person-centered care for their residents on North Green Bay Road in beautiful Racine. St. Monica's really is like home, with great food, a loving staff, and a lot of activities to participate in. One of the things people love about St. Monica's is the beautiful chapel, where there's a Catholic Mass held every day. They host Protestant services, and all religious denominations are welcome. You can take a tour of St. Monica's to see for yourself why it's so special. The move is a big one, a big decision if to go with assisted living, so come and see why St. Monica's is the right choice for so many. Visit stmonicasseniorliving.com to learn more, and go to St. Monica's Senior Living on North Green Bay Road in Racine, where you are at the heart of their home.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What?
I gave you one of these. I thought you saw it.
You gave me the middle finger salute?
No, I gave you one of these.
You gave me the index finger salute.
I was just going to say that we got Dustin Balkman coming up on our show next Tuesday, and Dustin owns a company called Why I Love Racine. And I was going to ask you, Mark, why do you love Racine?
Well, I love Racine. I just love how diverse it is, and not just from like the racial standpoint, but just in all sorts of different standpoints, income level, population wise. It's a mix
workforce
of
agriculture. That's one of my favorite answers too, I mean, to that question.
You know, and that sort of goes back to what we were talking about before, but I think Racine County is just kind of a microcosm of the state in many ways. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a, you know, you got the rural and urban split. You have population differences, and so I just think it's very diverse in that way, and that's why I love Racine.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, over on the other side of the state.
And where'd you get your training for journalism?
I went to UW Eau Claire. I got my journalism degree there. It was journalism's always been something I wanted to do since I was a little kid. I grew up wanting to be a sports reporter. I love all the Wisconsin teams, and was very excited by that. But in college, at some point, I kind of gravitated over to the news side. So,
favorite sport is?
My favorite sport is probably baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Brewers fan?
Yes, sir.
That's a tough road to hoe right now.
Yeah, but it's going to be good in a few years, though. We got some the minor league system's been kind of restocked, and I feel like they're a couple years from now, we should be in good shape.
They are doing it the right way.
Yeah.
They're using my Tampa Bay Rays as the model, of course, in Major League Baseball now, because they have figured out how to be competitive with literally one of the lowest payrolls in baseball and one of the lowest attendance in baseball.
Yeah.
And how many games do you get over to Miller Park a year?
I usually get over to maybe 15, 20 games a year.
We were at the game the other night when the Cubs and Brewers went 13 innings.
Oh, really?
And it was a five-hour marathon.
Did you guys stay for the whole thing?
We did.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive. Well, I probably would have tapped out.
I was with two buddies of mine, one which I grew up in Chicago with, and we were huge and are huge Cubs fans. Our moms used to let us stay home, not just to go to opening day at Wrigley Field, but to watch it on TV. So a true baseball fan is going to endure to the bitter end. And it was ironic because the next day I had to leave for Tampa. I was flying down to go to game four for the Lightning and the Penguins Eastern Conference Final for the Stanley Cup. And I had to leave for Mitchell Field from the Gingerbread House here in Racine at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't get home till 1.
Really?
And so I just didn't go to bed. I just stayed up. Yeah.
Oh, especially with a flight. I definitely would have tapped out. I probably wouldn't have went to the game in the first place. I was actually, I stayed away from Miller Park when the Cubs were in town just because I knew the stadium would be overrun by Cubs fans. And I just wanted no part of it. And then a friend of mine was trying to convince me to go to the game on Tuesday when the guy took a no-hitter into the eighth inning, and we were watching at the bar, and I was feeling really guilty. I was like, wow, what if, I would have missed his no-hitter after my friend was convincing me to go, and I didn't do it.
Well, we Cubs fans have a nickname for Miller Park. You know what that is, right?
Wrigley Field North?
Wrigley Field North, yeah.
Yeah, I know. The Cubs fans kind of went away when they were really bad in like 2013-14.
Yeah, sure.
And it was great. but now they're back. And there's nothing you can really say about it as a Brewers fan. I mean, they have the best team. They have the best manager, the best general manager. It's just like, what are you going to say?
Best stadium.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what, though? I used to go up there when it was the Brewers and the White Sox, and that was a nasty relationship. There are always fights. People throwing beer on each other.
Yeah.
The thing I've noticed, and I've gone up to several Cub Brewer games, again, I'm a Cub fan, but it's a pretty friendly rivalry.
Between the Cubs and Brewers?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably true. Yeah. Yeah, you don't see a whole lot. In 2008, when they were both really good and both playoff teams, that was the most heated I had seen it. But yeah, I don't really notice any, like, anything in the crowd as far as like,
well, there's a significant attitude difference between Cubs and White Sox fans. I mean, the White Sox fans definitely represent, you know, the South Side of Chicago. It's the baddest part of town. And the White Sox fans, and my brother married into the White Sox organization. He's a minority shareholder. He went from being a Cubs, you know, fan when he was growing up to a Cubs hater. And a White Sox fan but they have a significant inferiority complex.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, I mean, I've never lived in Chicago, but I have a brother there, so I go there often. And yeah, there's always been that complex, and that didn't really go away after they won the title in 2005, did it? It's still there. Like that World Series didn't really change anything, it seems like, which is kind
of
surprising.
But of course, the Cubs and White Sox are in first place in their respective divisions, and if the Cubs and White Sox meet in the World Series, that will be the sign of the apocalypse.
Do you think that's taken away at all by the interleague play? Or because I always thought, you know, back in the early 90s when I was growing up, that the only way they could meet obviously was in the World Series. But do you feel like,
if anything, I think the rivalry is more so because they do play the crosstown games now.
I would agree. You know, they got four games coming up. I think it's in July. Two at Wrigley, and then the next two at Comiskey Park. Can you imagine if Chris Sale meets Jake Arrieta in one of those games?
That would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Those are two very good pitchers right now.
Yeah.
So what is the biggest political or news story issue in Racine County right now?
Well, I mean, certainly that home explosion out in the town of Burlington is pretty big, and it seems like as the days go on, that gets a little crazier. I was out there when that happened, and then now, you know, I know that investigation is ongoing, and they sort of suspect something suspicious there. So I don't.
What are you hearing about it?
I don't know. I haven't really. I haven't heard much about it after that initial weekend. It happened on a Saturday afternoon, it seems like I don't know what's going to come out on that, but it's going to be. You know, I have no idea. I wouldn't even want to speculate, but I've never really I've never really covered anything quite like that before.
He is Mark Schaff. He's covered a lot of stories for the Racine Journal-Times on Community Conversation, brought to you in part this morning by St. Monica's Senior Living Center. Thanks for coming in. We'd love to have you back sometime.
I'd be happy to do it anytime.
And get over to Miller Park when the Cubs are there. It's a nice rivalry. And
okay,
you'll see
all right.
You'll see what a good baseball team actually looks like.
All right, fair enough.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. A Magnum.media station.
Your tremendous Tuesday Hour of Power, where we acknowledge that knowledge is power, is next after WRJN covers the world.
More bad weather, IRS grievance. I'm Chaz Henry. As the possibility of severe storms hangs over much of the central U.S. today, people in Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and northeastern Colorado, particularly under threat of